AM W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump today speaking at Arlington National Cemetery.
American warriors have left behind the blessings of home and family to answer their nation's call. They've offered all that they had within them.
It is Memorial Day when we remember those who died in service of our country. Trump also spoke of his plans for a military parade in Washington, D.C. next month. Former Congressman Charles Rangel of New York has died at the age of 94. New York Mayor Eric Adams.
He was a true American and a true committer to what's great about this country.
He was a Korean War veteran and a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus. The Democratic elder statesman spent nearly five decades on Capitol Hill. For many, Memorial Day is the start to the summer, many flocking to the beaches to enjoy some sun, sand, and surf at Ocean City, New Jersey.
It's been freezing. I'm so excited. It's so warm out.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series this Memorial Day at AmFam Field in Milwaukee against the Boston Red Sox. We'll recap the game later tonight. The crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates Sunday at PNC Park. Overall, another good showing from starter Logan Henderson. The win going to reliever Jared Koenig. The Brewers coming back with clutch hits in the eighth, and closer Trevor McGill earned the save in the ninth. Pat Murphy.
McGill, that was remnants of our closers of the past. The best. Four or five times. We're showing signs. I mean, didn't have to win this game the way it was going. Four hits and three in the first, and then looking behind us, and we've seen this a bunch this year. It was really just like sick to my stomach. And then bam, bam, bam. You know, you just knew those guys. I mean, and they're all behind in the count and still battling with, I think every hit was with two strikes or nearly every hit. And the Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Season. Visit RedCrossRacing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I just wanted to emphasize from my opening rant, my first hour rant, that this provision in the Big Beautiful Bill and in Trump's tax cuts for billionaires legislation, this provision that would say that basically courts can no longer enforce contempt of court unless somebody has put up a bond. With that single stroke, Trump will have basically crowned himself king. No Congress and no courts can stop him. And even if Congress were to try, it would take the courts to enforce their ability to hold hearings, investigations, subpoenas, laws. And without power of the contempt, the courts will have lost that ability. So just wanted to emphasize that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump promised no taxes on restaurant tips. Actually, he promised no taxes on tips, period. And, of course, Wall Street is very excited about that because all these bankers are saying, oh, yeah, you know that $1 million-a-year bonus that I get? Well, that's not a bonus. That's a tip. I'm serious. I mean, this is you've got a bunch of billionaires and a bunch of very, very wealthy people on Wall Street and in banks and whatnot who are very excited about this provision. Let's just look at the restaurant workers for a moment. Let's just pretend that it's only about restaurant workers. One Fair Wage looked into this, and what they found is that, well, yeah, these restaurant workers may not have to pay taxes on their tips, at least for 4 years. It looks like, by the way, increasingly, it looks like the provisions like no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security, if those even make their way into the final bill, will be time limited, to just the next couple, 3-4 years. And then after that, they'll go away. So if there's a Democratic president following Trump, that Democratic president will be blamed for the tax on tips and the tax on Social Security going back up, number one. Number two, the tax breaks for people making under millions of dollars, the tax breaks for average working people, those will expire in a couple of years, 3 years more or less. But the tax breaks on billionaires will be there forever, or at least for the full 10 years of the reconciliation legislation. But here's where it gets wild. What One Fair Wage found, this organization, found that 33% of people who work in blue states, they call them fair wage states, states where you have a reasonable minimum wage, 33% of restaurant tipped restaurant workers in states like Oregon, where if you work in a restaurant, you get paid the actual minimum wage plus tips. 33% of them are on Medicaid. And in the low wage states, the states that haven't raised the federal minimum wage above $7.25 for their states, in those states, it's 37% of tipped restaurant workers are on Medicaid. And of course, the Trump administration is proposing to strip Medicaid from somewhere between 4 and 14 million Americans, many of them children, many of them elderly, but many of them the working poor, tipped workers in restaurants, for example. So, you know, Trump's no taxes on tips has now become no health care for restaurant workers. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin met with Donald Trump on the telephone yesterday for about 2.5 hours. And, you know, there have been many phone calls between Trump and Putin, apparently, over the last several years, at least according to news reports. And in no case that I can recall did Russia actually provide a readout of the call. Well, they did yesterday. Why would they do that? Because, you know, they want to clarify that what Trump said after the call was complete BS. After the call, Trump said, Putin is going to immediately start negotiating a ceasefire with Ukraine. You know, I got a lot done, right? Yeah. Well, this is what Putin actually says, or what the Russian government, they said, Russia will propose and is ready to work with the Ukrainian side on a memorandum concerning a possible future peace treaty. In other words, and then they said, you know, as the possibility of a temporary ceasefire if corresponding agreements are reached. Right. And then they added, and this is mind-boggling, this is what Putin said after the call. He said, at the same time, I want to emphasize that overall Russia's position is clear. Our main objective is to eliminate the root cause of this crisis. Well, what's the root cause of this crisis? The fact that Ukraine is not part of Russia. I mean, you know, Putin gave a 2.5 hour speech on this just a couple of years ago about, you know, we're not invading Ukraine because of NATO. We're not invading Ukraine because we feel threatened. We're invading Ukraine because Ukraine isn't a sovereign nation. It's a Russian state. It's a breakaway state, and we want to bring it back the same way China wants to bring back Taiwan. And we are bringing it back, Putin says. I mean, look at, they've taken a fifth of the country so far. So Trump had said, there is a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade in the process of rebuilding its countries. Negotiation between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. Nah, wah, wah, right. Not so much. In fact, Trump has given the Kremlin a financial out with no accountability. And over the weekend, you know, the day before Trump has this phone call with Putin, they launched their deadliest drone strike so far, killing 11 people in Ukraine. So here we are. Meanwhile, the tornadoes are coming, right? Tornado ravaged Kentucky, Missouri, Virginia. 28 people across these states were killed. Global warming is increasing the heat in the atmosphere, which is energy, which makes weather systems more energetic, which makes storms more violent. And the warmer the air is, the more moisture it can hold. And the more moisture it holds, the more of these rivers of water that you get that produce massive flooding. And, you know, we had mile-wide tornadoes over the weekend in Kentucky. I mean, I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Michigan. We had tornadoes every single summer. I mean, it was just, you know, it was part of life. But mile-wide tornadoes? Nah. They would take out a house here and there from time to time. They, you know, knock down trees and things. But so anyhow, this is going on. The, you know, global warming is driving more and more severe weather. And what's the Trump administration's response? They're cutting back on the National Weather Service. In fact, the Weather Service office in Kentucky that warned people typically is not staffed overnight. Now, they did, you know, some of the people working there did show up in the middle of the night on Sunday night so that they could, you know, warn people that this was coming, and God bless them. But the office was officially closed. They were under no obligation to do that. This is just people doing what they felt was the right thing. The St. Louis mayor, St. Louis, Missouri Mayor Kara Spencer on MSNBC said, what we need right now is federal assistance. This was apparently the worst tornado hit in the history of St. Louis. And Mayor Spencer says, our city cannot shoulder this alone. The state of Missouri cannot shoulder this alone. This is the whole point of having a government. is to do the things that we can't do individually. You know, when David Koch was running for vice president back in 1980, you know, he made the point that government should just get out of this business of educating people and building roads and doing and taking care of people during disasters. He wanted FEMA ended. He wanted the EPA ended. He wanted the public schools ended. All these things, you know, the stuff that is Project 2025, basically. And, you know, his argument was, well, you know, rich people can take care of themselves and they'll, you know, with a little charity, they'll take care of the people around them. And, you know, if we go back to, you know, when millions of Americans are living in poverty, that wasn't so terrible for our grandparents' generation, was it? They survived it. I mean, this is his pitch, essentially. And so, you know, they've gutted FEMA. And the mayor of St. Louis, FEMA has not been on the ground and we have not confirmed assistance from FEMA at this point. And Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Director, in a social media post about the hurricanes in the Midwest, made no mention of FEMA. Instead said, the government will take a backseat to local efforts. She says, we discussed how while the emergency management is best led by local authorities, you know, yeah, let's just dump all those bills on them, because here at the federal level, we've got to gut as much of this government as we can so that we can pay for the tax cuts for our billionaires who put Republicans in office. I mean, it's a nice little scheme, right? Billionaires, Spiff, Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, vote for Citizens United so that billionaires can buy politicians. Billionaires then start buying politicians, and the politicians figure out ways to kick back deregulation and tax breaks to those billionaires. And who's left out in the cold? Who's screwed as a result of this? All of us. You and me. I mean, the rest of us. And that's where we're at now in the United States. Is the gutting of our government to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. And why there isn't like a more widespread revolt against it? Well, I know why. Because Fox News is here. We've got billionaire-owned right-wing media, three different billionaire-owned right-wing television networks, billionaire-owned radio stations, billionaire-supported podcasts, Russia-supported podcasts, all of them saying what Trump does is wonderful.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I mean, they're still promoting trickle-down economics, which, and all that does is produce a nation of peons. 17 minutes past the hour. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take.
The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this extraordinary skincare treatment. Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Michael in Falls, Pennsylvania. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My
last
pleasure.
Last December, the SBA was in dire need of more funding.
The Small Business Administration you're talking about.
Yes. You recall the damage the hurricanes did in South Carolina, North Carolina, et cetera. And, of course, the SBA needed money to get those businesses back on their feet.
Right. They typically offer loans.
Yes. And, of course, that's under FEMA. So they passed a bill of, I believe it was $110 million. And Biden signed it into law in December. My question is, does that money disappear when a new administration comes into play?
And I don't believe so. I think, you know, once money is appropriated, it's there until it's spent. What the game that the Trump administration has been playing, though, is called impoundment. This is something that Nixon tried to do back in the day, and the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional.
But Trump is doing it anyway, which is where he's saying, essentially, you know, the Congress appropriates money and it's up to the executive branch, me, to spend that money. And therefore, I can choose whether or not to spend it. And according to the Supreme Court, no, you can't choose whether or not to spend it. You have to spend it the way that Congress appropriated it. I mean, you can tweak things a little bit here and there, but basically speaking, you've got to get that money out of the door. And this is something that's going to become an increasingly large issue as we go forward, because basically all of these agencies that he's gutting, he's doing it through impoundment, which is unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court.
Yes, of course, but for months now, various Republicans say, well, FEMA's out of money, which it is not out of money if the money does carry over from the past administration. That's my point.
Right, and the second part of that would be, if FEMA is out of money, then it's up to Congress to appropriate more money for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, either we're going to protect our citizens or we're not.
I know. As I said, though, it was passed in December.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Michael, thanks. Thanks for the call. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Tom, good afternoon. What do you call it? I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on what Jerry was talking about from Michigan. That, you know, the Democrats need to start playing the game and fighting hard and just buy a bunch of 86-cent bonds for all these court cases going forward. And, you know, I still think that if I had been Joe Biden, I would have done what Romania did after the 2024 elections, and I would have said, you know what, I don't believe it was real. I don't believe it wasn't fixed. Let's have a recount. Let's have a re-election. And, you know, they don't use the power when they have it. They don't play the game to the hilt like the Republicans do. You know, they could have filibustered at least one justice in Trump's last term. Every one of the 48 Democratic senators could have got up there for 18 hours
a day for the next, you know, because
what Coney Barrett, which one had, like, you know, 3 weeks before the election he got her in?
Yeah,
I
don't think you can filibuster judges.
You can't filibuster to just stop Congress, stop the Senate from consenting and voting?
I think not. I might be wrong on that. I mean, you know, I'll have to look it up during the break. But
I'm pretty sure that Cory Booker, when he was filibustering, the Senate didn't do anything but 24 hours.
No, they didn't, but that was around legislation. He was speaking to
the Right, but I mean, you could have done that about them even confirming a court justice.
Well, I'm just not sure of that. Let me check during the break and I'll get back with you. Eric, thank you for the call. And thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find
Pat Kreitlow. On Tuesday, author Laura Bird talks about some of the upcoming books for your summer reading list and how she finds out about those new books that are being released.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag You're It.
Trump's picked his team, a billionaire's club, claiming they're here to drain the swamps up. But look who's leading, it's all a facade. They're tearing down the nation, leaving it scarred. Marco at state, pushing hard lines. Pam at justice, ignoring the signs. They call it greatness, but we all see this ain't a cabinet. It's a travesty. Welcome to Trump's wrecking crew, where the rich get richer and we get screwed. No law, no truth, no democracy, just greed, corruption, and hypocrisy.
People are shocked. Cory Booker just voted to confirm Jared Kushner's dad as a U.S. ambassador to someplace. I think France. Amazing. Cory Booker? Really? Cory? And then Donald Trump just was talking to reporters a few minutes ago, and he said, yeah, gas is $1.99 a gallon. Is gas $1.99 a gallon where you live? It's wild stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? Patrick in Chicago. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call. Quick joke. The thing about Republicans and lying, that's why they picked an elephant to be their mascot. The main reason why I'm calling is
I wanted Patrick, to... What do Republicans have to do, or what do elephants have to do with lies?
Oh, because they have really long noses, so Pinocchio, you know.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the story about their memories, but okay, go for it. So.
Oh, well, yeah, that works too, but they have good memories. Anyway, yeah, so my main point was I wanted to talk about nationalizing the law, because you talk a lot about the commons and how, you know, that should belong to the public. And it seems to me like lawyers and law practices, like, that should belong to the people. And I don't understand why we have private practices, because that just allows the rich people to buy their way out of lawsuits. And so I'm just wondering if there's something that, like, I don't know about, some reason why the government can't do that. Could they do that, just shut down all of the law firms and take them over?
Well, if they did, they would be doing it under a form of government that's not what we have. I mean, that's the kind of thing they would do in communist China. But there is a flywheel. There is a counterbalance to the power of big law firms and big money in the law, and that is pro bono work and public defenders. And I've long felt that public defenders are massively underfunded, and that's an area where Democrats should be focusing a whole lot more to more equitably or broadly distribute justice across the United States.
The pro bono people are kind of the vein that I'm talking about. I wrote about this on my Substack, The Aggressive Progressive, but why can't we just lump all of the lawyers into a pool that the defendants and the prosecutors have to both choose from, and then they can divide any money that would be made between them, so that both sides get paid, so you don't have lawyers that are incentivized to study the law and find out how to ways around it in order to make lots and lots of money.
Well, if all lawyers were government employees, you could do that, but they're not. You're talking about government inserting itself into a private industry. I mean, if you're an independent lawyer, you are basically an entrepreneur. And so, no, I don't. It ain't going to happen. And I'm not sure it would even be a good idea.
One quick other point. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but isn't the application of all the bond thing, isn't that ex post facto?
Arguably, yeah. The Constitution said, for people who don't know what we're talking about, the Constitution says you can't make laws that reach back into the past and change, that basically criminalize things that in the past were not criminal, and then prosecute people for them based on that moment in the past. I think you could make an ex post facto argument, but again, I'm not an attorney, so what it's just going to do is create chaos. Thank you, Patrick. Victoria in Olympia. Hey, Victoria, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought you'd be interested. This came over my telephone apparently about half an hour ago. The House Rules Committee struck the text in the big, beautiful bill that would prevent the courts from enforcing contempt.
Oh, it just got removed?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Well, according to, it came from a rules.house.gov, so I assume it's legit.
That is great. So that means that our pressure campaign is working.
That's really good news.
Well, thank God. Something's working, yes.
Well, thank you for that, Victoria.
You bet. Now we can make our telephone calls about other things.
There you go. Well, let me double-check this and verify it. But, for the moment, okay. I'll take your word for it. Victoria, thank you. By the way, somebody called earlier and said, why don't Democrats filibuster judges? And I said, I don't think you can. And it turns out I was right. In November of 2013, Senate Democrats eliminated the filibuster. This was during the Obama administration because the Republicans were filibustering every one of Obama's judges. So they had a majority. They had more than 50 votes in the Senate. So they just changed the rules and said no filibusters for judges. But you could still filibuster Supreme Court nominees. So in 2017, same deal, Senate Republicans this time changed that rule so that a simple 51 votes could pass, and you can't filibuster Supreme Court nominees either. So filibusters are not allowed around judges, just FYI. All right, back to our calls. Andy and Ashland. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm interested in the topic of corruption. There's a great article in the Winter Jacobin magazine. The title of it is A Class in Politics. And they point out that corruption is what we're basically experiencing now is the inevitable result of the reordering of the state-economy relationship, otherwise known as neoliberalism. Mm-hmm. I've been writing op-eds since 2010 with the Citizens United decision in the local newspaper when we had one against neoliberalism, which really reversed the normal order of the free market, mm-hmm. Creating, an unofficial alliance between politicians and businessmen. I like what you said earlier. You were talking about corruption, and I think you mentioned some countries that were spoke about corruption and used it as a focus. And I'm wondering what you think about the Democratic Party focusing on that theme of corruption as AMLO did and Sheinbaum did in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And further, why aren't we consulting those people in Mexico? Why doesn't the Democratic Party hire Obrador as a consultant?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they need a consultant on this, but I do agree. The examples that I gave were Zelensky in Ukraine and not just Ukraine, actually. There have been multiple countries now. Alexei Navalny in Russia, of course, with his anti-corruption institution. But there have been multiple countries now where anti-corruption platforms essentially have propelled politicians into power. And I think that the Democrats should be calling out Trump's corruption and Kushner's corruption. I think they should be doing it every single day. I think this point that Rachel made last night is, just cannot be emphasized or repeated often enough, which is that autocrats, authoritarians, fascists, whatever you want to call them, they are always corrupt 100% of the time. And that's why they use that autocracy or that power or that authoritarianism to basically, protect their own corruption. And, Democrats need to be all over this thing. I mean, we need to bring back William Proxmire's Golden Fleece on steroids and do it. Andy, thanks for the call. John in Bay City. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long, long time listener from Air America.
Oh, yeah.
I got a funny call yesterday as I was walking into my bathroom on my Bluetooth watch about some girl called me and said, gee, we'd love you to call your congressman in New York and tell him to vote for this big, beautiful bill. But my watch is breaking up a little. I didn't quite hear her right. Initially, I thought she was telling me to call this congressman and, tell him not to vote for the bill. And as she's going on and on with this big, beautiful bill, nice young girl. And all of a sudden I said, wait, are you asking me to call my congressman and tell him to vote for the bill? And she says, yes, it's a great bill. And I said, "You got to be out of your mind." And I hung up on her.
Good on you, John.
It was so funny. It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. Gee, if I knew she was doing that, I would have kept her on the phone for like a half an hour or something, you know, so she couldn't call anybody else.
There you go. Yeah. That's when you start making friends.
I know. But I was just thinking, they must be getting desperate. You know?
I think they are, and it looks like the big, beautiful bill did not pass out of the budget committee this morning.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, Trump called out Thomas Massie, the right-winger from Kentucky who loves to post pictures of his children with AR-15s on social media, for being a grandstander. And Massie is like, hey, tough luck. I'm still grandstanding. John, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is going to be interesting, how this thing works out. 45 minutes past the hour. Right back with your calls in just a second. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just a kid.
Before the hour, well, we're starting to see the tariffs now popping up. Walmart is starting to increase prices. Home Depot just announced that they're trying to minimize price increases, but there are some products that they just won't even be buying now that there's a 30% tariff on anything coming from China. So keep your eye on this. I'm guessing that the inflation figures are going to start creeping up. We're already seeing home mortgage rates above 7%. I'm looking at a couple of, you know, the two indicators that I have of the economy are, you know, the number of people who are participating or signing up for paid subscriptions on Substack, which has just flattened and essentially collapsed over the last month. And the companies that choose to advertise on our program, which is also flattened out. And I know that it's not just our program, because the ad agency that sells our program also sells about a dozen other radio programs, some conservatives. And everybody's advertising revenue is off right now. Watch MSNBC or CNN and you'll see, public service announcements for, you know, don't drive distracted or don't drive drunk or, you know, whatever. And when you see public service announcement like that, those are just filler because they can't sell advertising. And those are all, in my mind, you know, having worked in this industry, having owned two ad agencies, those are early warning signs that a recession is coming. And it's this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. When business starts pulling back, starts laying off, people stop spending money, demand drops, the economy starts to collapse. Michael in San Francisco. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
The yields are going
Michael,
up.
Michael, your phone is breaking up really badly, and it sounds like you're talking to me from the bathroom or something. I don't know what if you're using Bluetooth or something. If you could just use your phone normally.
Yeah. So, is that any better?
Not much. No.
All right. Well,
tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold and you can work it out with Mateo. Michael's on line five, Mateo. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I called you a few weeks back and I gave you a theory on when the stock market was at its lowest. And I told you what I see is I see Trump bringing the rich to their knees. And I believe right now all he's done is he's just let his foot off his neck for a while. And I just want to pitch a theory to you. I really believe that Trump is just a useful idiot. I believe the rich oligarchs and the people behind this have been searching for someone like him for a long time. And now that they have him, they're using him as long as they can. And I believe that once they get their tax break, you know, taxes, the tax cut through, destroying our health care, destroying all of our other stuff, he's going to take his foot back off their neck again and prove to him that he's powerful. I mean, I don't know how else to think about this, but we have Clarence Thomas and his wife that were involved in the insurrection. The media doesn't cover what's really happening. I mean, right now they're talking more about Biden's health than the fact that our country is under assault.
That's because Jake Tapper is promoting his book. I mean, CNN is protecting
it. And either these owners of these media companies are aware, or they just, you know, they are involved in it. I mean, simple things like Sean Duffy goes on TV and talking about planes crashing, blaming Biden, and they can't simply follow up with simple questions and say, but you did lay off, you know, tons and tons of people that you actually need. So yeah, I don't really know how. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I thought you were done. This is how authoritarianism works. I mean, you know, Trump threatens reporters. He says, that's a stupid question. You know, get a real job, he said yesterday to a reporter. And what it does is it intimidates reporters. It causes them to be more docile, more domesticated, as it were. And, you know, and that's not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for the press. With regard to your analysis of the stock market, my take is a little different. I respect yours, Caleb, but my take is that Trump let his insiders know, and we have some evidence of this, by the way, that he was going to announce these tariffs and they were going to crash the market, and those people got out of the market. And then he let them know when it was time to get back in the market. He even put it on Truth Social and said, time to buy into the market. And so if you had bought in when he said buy in, you'd be up, 10-15% right now? I mean, it's pretty substantial.
Actually, in some cases, a little bit, quite a bit more. Yeah. I mean, they can't even ask Steve Witkoff simple questions like, hey, why is Trump accepting a plane from somebody who funds Hamas? I mean, it's not, I don't even know if you can call it failure. It's choosing to not truly cover what's happening.
I agree. And I think it's because he has succeeded in cowing the press. Caleb, thank you for the call. Tony in Las Vegas. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just an incidental kind of small fact that I observed yesterday. I'm a volunteer at the VA here in Nevada, and I'm sitting there a few feet away from the picture of the president, and a workman shows up and removes his picture, and drills a bunch of holes in the wall, and adds the picture of J.D. Vance to the wall.
In addition to Trump or instead of Trump?
No, with Trump. Trump's picture, in all the facilities over 60 years I've dealt with, there's been a picture of the president plus whoever's in charge of that department, whether it's the post office or the VA or whatever. Right. Now they are adding J.D. Vance's picture. Trump's picture goes up, and on each side is now J.D. Vance and the director of that department.
Oh, interesting.
That's never happened in 60 years.
Did you ask who issued the order that this happened?
It's been issued across the country that that J.D. Vance needs.
No, but I mean, did this come from Pete Hegseth, or did this come from?
No, the workman didn't know exactly. The workman I talked to is going to all the VA facilities to add J.D. Vance's, and apparently in all federal facilities, his picture is now being added.
Right.
On the wall.
Right. The question in my mind is, who ordered that?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's why I'm throwing it out to you.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody can call in and fill us in.
Yeah. It was so upsetting because they never put up the picture of the vice president.
No, I got it. Tony, maybe something's going on. Maybe this is just, this is what authoritarians do. They slap the picture all over the place. Tony, thank you for the call. Amazing. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you are it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. Enjoy your day, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org
supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former Congressman Charles Rangel of New York has died at the age of 94. Congressman Chuck Schumer.
He was brilliant, bold, funny, fearless. All at once.
The Harlem Democrat spent nearly five decades on Capitol Hill and was a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Vice President J.D. Vance at Arlington National Cemetery.
On this Memorial Day, let us remember that we have been given a great gift, often by people none of us ever met. Let us cherish that gift and make ourselves worthy of it.
He joined President Trump, who laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. People are wasting no time getting to beaches this holiday weekend. This woman is in Ocean City, New Jersey.
We've been looking forward to coming to the beach probably since January. As soon as the holidays are over, we start looking forward to the summer.
For many, Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start to summer. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.